The line between our combined grades is all but invisible. Teaching the two classes as one has allowed for natural differentiation, and we see the benefits of students who are learning from each other. In fact, we are able to group some of our struggling grade 2 learners with their grade 1 peers for a homogeneous group, and no one bats an eye. It's not an issue because they are so comfortable working with each other that the grade difference doesn't exist. The more that we integrate the curriculum, the less it looks like a traditional classroom. We've learned that we need to be flexible with our timetable. We don't always think of subject blocks, and our balanced literacy program doesn't necessarily follow a structured linear process. It is integrated and authentic, and it has meaningful purpose for the students. One example of that is in the grade 1 class, they created some community helpers out of plasticine to go along with their city. And they did some nonfiction writing to support that, and they created Who Am I books with clues that explain their community helper and the work that they do. As well, in the 1-2 class, we did a lot of work around persuasive writing. The students eventually did some mapping for their city, and we wanted them to be able to persuade their classmates that their design was the best. Now, in both of the groups, we actually saw very motivated writers. And we believe this is because it linked directly back to something they were so invested in, which was their cities.